Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, April 27th, 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we're going to continue with part two. We'll probably also do a part three tomorrow, the introduction to the upcoming series. Again, the series starts. I'm going to go ahead and start it, I guess, on the Sabbath day, on Saturday, give everybody an opportunity or a chance to take advantage and join us. Again, today's the 27th. We'll start the series on April the 30th. That's Sabbath day. We may do a noon or we may do an evening series or an hour for that first show that starts on Saturday. We have so much information. I have so much information to share in the intro, so that's why we skip the intro song today or we cut it short to try to get right into the meat of the message. As you know, brothers and sisters, this series is very important. Today I want to really delve into the science behind Noah Webster, who is, again, Noah, he wrote the dictionary. Every word that you use in the English language comes from this guy. If this guy is flawed, you're flawed. Our words establish our world, W-H-I-R-L. The world establish our world, W-O-R-L-D. These words that we use, my brothers and sisters, life and death is in the power of the tongue. That's what the scripture says. Brothers and sisters, if life and death is in the power of the tongue, then it's very important to know what controls your tongue. What is the tongue? Now, this series, the reason why we are doing this series, again, starts on April the 30th, which is this Sabbath day or this Saturday. Please go to the website at masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make the $100 donation so you can take part in this mind-breaking series, Loamong and the OWASPE Bible. So this OWASPE Bible was written by a gentleman by the name of John Newbery. Who's John Newbery? Who's James Strong? Who's Noah Webster? We're going to break down these three individuals because, as you may or may not know, brothers and sisters, everything that you read, everything that you have is the result of your ability to use reason and logic, love and compassion. What does that mean? Creativity. What is creativity? Well, creativity is the idea that we're able to see value or see something that is valuable. We're able to form an ideal, a theory, or what some people call creative or specialized knowledge. This is called divergent thinking. Again, this is done in the frontal lobe of the brain. Now, this is the science aspect of it. Again, I know a lot of you guys don't like the science aspect of it, but this is a part of us, a part of me being able to overstand. So what does that mean spiritually? Spiritually, we got a gentleman that wrote a book that was given to him the same way Aleister Crowley wrote his book, the same way I wrote my book, the same way Antoine LaVey wrote his book, the same way all of the prophets wrote their book. They said that the Spirit of God came upon them the same way Mary became pregnant with the Spirit of God or with the Son of God. The Spirit of God hovered. Now, how did God create? The Spirit of God hovered over the deep and spoke into the water. He spoke into the hydrogenes. Hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, those are the genetics or the genes of God, according to science. So a hydrogen is hydrogenes. Oxygen is oxygenes. Nitrogen is nitrogenes. This is the genetic or the code of God. Now, that sounds interesting, right? So the only difference between space dust and you is one molecule. What is that molecule? Carbon. What is carbon made up of? Six protons, six neutrons, six electrons, 666. The book of Revelation says, know this. Know the measure of a man. The Bible says, here is wisdom. So if there's anybody listening to this show who wants to know wisdom, according to the Bible, in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 4, if you want to know wisdom, know the measure of a man. So if I'm 33.3, what is 66.6? 6 plus 3 is 9. What year are we living in? 2016, add it up. What is that? 9. Now, 9, again, my life path is 6. 6, again, is an upside down 9. Is a 6 is upside down 9, put it that way. What does all of that mean? All of this, my sisters, has to understand that there is a unfolding. Now, remember we talked about three things that are primary in the reason that I'm doing this show, series, and on earth. One is to purify myself. Two is to do good to others. Three is to help or unfold knowledge to others once I help and unfold knowledge to myself. Not my physical self, my spiritual self. There's something that prevents us that we talked about in the previous series, service, balance, and responsibility. Without service, there is no balance. Without balance, there is no responsibility. So my service was flawed. I thought my service was out there. So I neglected my service. Yahushua says, the Bible says, how do we serve you? Jesus says, when you've done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. So if I'm so others-focused and I walk right past my wife, my children, my neighbors, who I see every day, but I spend all my time helping you, then I have no balance. Since I have no balance, I have no responsibility. The responsibility is the ability to respond when I see somebody in need. So I see the people in need, but I can't respond to the people in need because I'm getting too busy doing busy work. There's a big difference between busy and being effective. The enemy wants you to be busy, but he doesn't want you to be effective. See, I can talk about all of this advanced theory stuff, but if I forget Jesus Christ and him crucified, if I forget the simplicity of the gospel, all of this advanced Christianity, it does me and you no good. So the enemy understands that his job is to help you find your purpose, because then he's going to get you to do what every inmate told me when I worked in the prison. They don't use your weakness against you. They use your strength because they know you're confident. They make you overconfident, arrogant, and cocky. That is all frontal lobe. Now, there is a neurotransmitter that uses what is called a neuroepimeme. Now, remember, I have a book that breaks down And all this is on my Facebook page as well. Every drug that you take outside of the body can produce inside. The body, again, has opiate receptors on the surface of your blood cells. Opium is opiate. The body produces its own opiate. When you run, they call it a runner's high. When a runner run, when you get in the zone, you see a great athlete like Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant, they say they are in the zone. What does that mean? That means that their body is producing opium, the same drug that you get from the poppy seed of the plant. Now, the reason why this is so important is because all of the ancient texts on the Egyptian wall, the Eye of Horus, is the exact symbol of the hippocampus inside the brain. Now, I talked about, the Bible says, the land flowing with milk and honey. That's the pineal gland and the pituitary gland. It produces a milky, oily substance. The only time that that doesn't happen is when you are in a state of fear. Now, again, Yahushua says, the Bible says that anybody who do not believe that Jesus came in the flesh is not of God. I broke down, I've done a series, that word in the flesh means interior. It means inside the body. Now, do you need both? Absolutely. Jesus taught in parables. Jesus taught with the exoteric outside and esoteric. He pulled the disciples away, and he told them the inside meeting. He said it was for you to know and not for them to know. Why did Jesus? Now, the Bible says Jesus only taught. Jesus never taught unless he taught in parables. That word parables is didaktilos in the Greek, which is didactic. Same thing that I do. Jesus only taught in parables, because he wanted people to know the inside and the outside meaning. Just because you can see what the problem is, people think that you got to do away with the baby and keep the bathwater, or keep the bathwater and do away with the baby. When you study Jesus Christ and him crucified, you don't stop believing it when you go on, like it says in Hebrews 6:1. Hebrews 6:1 tells us after we finish this, we go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation. When you build a house, do you remove the foundation after the house is built? Of course not. Just because I don't talk about Jesus Christ and him crucified doesn't mean I don't believe in Jesus Christ and him crucified. My job on this earth is to help you and to keep you from going and experiencing the same mistakes that I have experienced. So according to the OWASP Bible, the Creator is both masculine and feminine. That's the show that I just did. It was called Heteros Gamos. In the Eastern, it's called Om. That's why they say Om. That's the most sacred sound. It means I am in the Hebrew. So Om is one of the names of the feminine aspect of God. We call it the Shekinah glory, or the Holy Spirit. So different cultures say the same thing in different ways. Let me say that again. Different cultures say the same thing in different ways. Shekinah glory, Holy Spirit, all the same thing, said in different ways. It is the feminine expression. It's the love and compassion of the Father, not the reason and logic of the Father. And so the highest light is the title or the office in the spirit realm, where the mortal, or what the science of what the world calls corporeal, and the spirit come together, according to Ephesians chapter 2. Everything that you can show me in the Bible, I can show you in the ancient text, or the OWASP Bible, or the Septuagint, or the Masoretic text, or the Talmud, or any other scriptures, or any other ancient text. So to say one is better than the other, now, do you need to read all of this crap, like my brother tells me all the time? Absolutely not. You just need the Bible. But you need to comprehend it, not just understand it. What is the Bible all about? What's the end game? Why am I doing this series, Ephesians chapter 2? I've done many shows. If you want to know the end game, if you want to know anything that I'm about, read Ephesians chapter 2. Read Matthew 6:33. That's my life path number, 6:33. That's the foundational scripture for my existence on this earth. We talked about yesterday, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Those are the three attributes that I found my entire existence on. So what do you think the enemy is going to attack me in? Those areas. What three areas? One, power. So he makes me arrogant, cocky, overconfident. Two, love. Now remember, you express yourself, you are always expressing yourself, positively or negatively. You cannot exist on earth unless you are moving. Everything on earth vibrates. You're either moving forward or you're moving backwards. So what is the opposite of power? Confusion. What is the opposite of love? Hate. What is the opposite of self-control or discipline? That's my life story. If God gave me these three attributes, the enemy wants me to express those attributes negatively. Whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, the same the pendulum has the potential to swing to the same degree to the right. Have you ever watched the story of Elvis Presley? What about Little Richard? What about Sammy Davis Jr.? What about all of these major actors, especially in the area of music? They all, Whitney Houston, they all was raised in the church. They all said the same thing. They all said that they had a call on their life. They chose to express themselves negatively instead of positively. God's gift is without recompense. God's gifting is without recompense. That means he's not going to take it back. Your job is to express yourself positively. That's my job as well. So what does that mean, brothers and sisters, with this series? If we look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his right standing or righteousness, and all of these things will be added. How did the devil trip me up? He got me to seek the things before the kingdom. That's the only game that he has over me, because that is my gift. Devil knows your gifting before you was born. He attacked you in your mother's womb. He attacks you when you're young. So if my gift is 633, let's say it in King James, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So if you seek things before the kingdom, you're going to end up like me. My job is to nocer te sum. Nocer te sum is a Latin phrase which means to know thyself. That's what Yahushua said. Not just self, not the flesh, the spirit. Why? The spirit was against the flesh. The flesh was against the spirit. The Bible says if you walk in the spirit, you cannot and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's it. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. Now remember, these three scriptures are very important. 2 Timothy 1. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Why? Spirit, if you walk in fear, it deactivates the hippocampus. It deactivates the pineal gland and the pituitary gland. The Bible says that he's going to take you to a land flowing with milk and honey. The Bible says that your temple, your body, is the temple or the house of God. So the Spirit of God dwells in your temple, in your side of your body. The enemy's job is to get you to violate your temple and your body. So Matthew 6:33 tells me that I need to make sure that I always keep the kingdom of God first. So the enemy's only trick is for me to forget and go after things instead of the kingdom. So if I do a show to get money instead of doing a show to teach kingdom principles, I'm in trouble. Every time I do a show, I have to ask myself, am I doing this show to get to, because I know people want to hear this topic so I can make money? Or am I doing this show to teach the principles of the kingdom of God so that when somebody, again, remember the three, purify yourself, do good to others, and unfold knowledge. Am I unfolding knowledge for selfish gain? Do I think that the gospel is a book for prosperity? See, I came out of prosperity teaching. Why did I go into it? Because I was after worldly things. So what is your gift? How is the devil tripping you up? It's a cycle. I keep falling for the same trick over and over again. So until I sit my happy-go-lucky behind down and forget about stuff and focus on the kingdom, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14 will never manifest in my life. What is Ephesians 2, 14? Let's start with verse 13. But now in, remember, there's 200 scriptures that tell you to be in Christ Jesus. But now in Christ Jesus, you were formerly afar off. Formerly. Let's read it in the King James. For he is our peace, who has made both one, and he has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Let me say that again. That was Ephesians 2:14. Ephesians 2:13 in the King James. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes afar off were made nigh by the blood of Christ. Remember Leviticus 17:3? The life of the flesh is in the blood. Jesus came to give you a blood transfusion. He's taken away your blood of flesh. Because remember, the life of the flesh, the blood that you have now is to empower your flesh. The blood of Christ is to empower your spirit. The life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the spirit is in the breath. Yahushua blew the breath of life into you. When you get the oxygen, the breath of God, into the blood, it regenes you. The two become one. But what does that mean? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13. We were once afar off, but we are drawn nigh, not by our blood, but by the blood of Christ. Why? Ephesians 2:14. For he is our peace, who has made both, and he has broken down the middle wall of the partition between us. I talked about that middle wall that's inside of your brain that keeps the left brain from communicating with the right brain so that you have division, confusion. Remember the book of James says a double-minded man will not receive anything from God. So I've been double-minded. How have I been double-minded? I want the kingdom and I want stuff. So which one can I get? I want both of them. So God gave me a method to get both. But I keep messing it up. I'm going after things first instead of the kingdom. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all of these things. As long as I do it God's way instead of Willie's way, Will's way, I'm good. But I keep having this amnesia because the devil keeps presenting things, and he brings people into my life that have things. And I look at the things, and I forget the kingdom. He's doing the same thing to you. Your only job is to, one, know yourself. Two, forget about yourself and do good to the people that are standing right in front of you. So the enemy's job is to make sure that you forget about God. That is why I'm doing this series on the AWASPI Bible. Because the AWASPI Bible teaches pretty much the same thing that I teach. But there is a smoking gun. Remember, the devil used 90% truth, 10% error. That 10% error is why I'm here. To reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify that 10% error that gets you out in left field, so that way that middle wall of petition stays between you. What is that middle wall? Now remember, anytime you do anything in fear, it deactivates the hypothalamus and the pituitary gland, and it releases adrenaline and cortisone. It's called adrenochrome. The only way that demons can exist, evil spirits can exist, is in adrenochrome. Don't believe me? Look it up. Triple Daddy, go to Google, type in adrenochrome. Now, I've done many shows on it already. I've already broken this down. This destroys, it produces tunnel vision. That's why you can never Bruce Lee, Muhammad Ali, all great fighters know you can never fight in anger because it produces tunnel vision. You lose the ability to be objective. Your peripheral vision is gone. You only see what's right in front of you. Hippocampus is your short-term memory base. The ability to remember one's past experiences. And again, everything is based upon this. I triple dare you to go to Google, any search engine, type in hippocampus, and click on images. Now, remember, the amygdala and the hypothalamus, whenever it is activated, it produces chrism or colostrum. We've done a series already. I broke it down. This is the science behind the spirituality. Everybody says you can't combine them. Anything that you can prove biblically, I can prove biologically. Because why? You are a biological, electrical, chemical being. What does that mean? Remember the difference of the word biological. Bio, course of living. Ology, logos. is a course of living. It's the way you live based upon the Word of God. The word biology means that the Word of God establishes the course by which you live. The Word of God, the Logos, establishes why you bring about what you think about. The devil knows that. The devil is not stupid. Why is hieroglyphics? Now, I've done the show. What does hieroglyphics do to you? What would sigils do? Remember the movie Focus? Remember Primers? Remember Will Smith? Program the dude before? What is advertising? Who developed advertising? How do you program the hippocampus brain? How do I program the replace your hypothalamus, this horseshoe-like thing that contains your memory bank? What is mind control? I've done all of this series all before. Why is it that the hippocampus looks exactly like the Eye of Ra, the Egyptian Eye of Ra? Why is the Eye of Ra on top of your dollar bill? Why is the Eye of Ra on top of a pyramid on top of the dollar bill? Because this symbolizes the life-giving power. And whoever controls the hippocampus controls the pyramid, the body. Why did Jesus say, if thy eye be single? Unless your eye is single. Remember what he said? If the left eye causes you sin, pluck it out. It is better to enter into the kingdom with one eye. Brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. This series is very, very important because this series brings about double-mindedness. What does that mean? Matthew 6:22. The eye is the lamp of the body. The eye is the lamp of the body. So then, if your eye is clear, your whole body is full of light. Matthew 6:23. But if your eye is bad, your whole body is full of darkness. If then the light that is in you is darkness, how great is this darkness? This gentleman that wrote this AWASPE Bible, again, according to everybody that's promoting it, and primarily African Americans, is the evil eye of Horus. Now, we're going to go through it. And this guy, I mean, it's mind-blowing. As Aleister Crowley, Antoine LaVey, Helen Belansky, William Cooper, again, a guy that I knew, always promoted his books. The next series that we do, we're going to break down the bear that it talks about in Revelation 12:4. William Cooper's mother and father. Now remember, this is how the devil gets you. This is how he got me. God takes me through the experience of something so I can share it with you. I didn't sign up for this. I don't like it because it hurts people, especially the people that's closest to me. Now, again, a good friend of mine that just passed away, very good friend of mine. I had the opportunity to talk to him right before he passed away. He asked me if I wanted to take on his work. You guys know him as Delbert Blair. He was one of the greatest, what they call, what most African-Americans call, again, he was a master teacher. Delbert Blair believed in cosmic melanin. I've done a series already. We disagreed on it. Cosmic melanin, black people, why black people believe that they're better than white people because of melanin in our skin. I've done this series, 10 hours, I broke this down. Everybody thought I was cray-cray. Why didn't I jump aboard Hebrew Israelite movement? I went into it, I studied it, I believed it, I prayed, and God showed me it. God does that for me in every area of my life. That is why when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I fear no evil. I go into evil, everybody tells me I'm evil, everybody see I'm doing evil, and they leave me. And then I come out of evil. Have you ever read the story of Daniel and the lion's den? What about the three Hebrew boys? They went into the fire, And then there was a fourth one shining like the Son of Man. They said when them three Hebrew boys came out of the fiery furnace, they didn't even smell like smoke. Brothers and sisters, when you've been in the lion's den, when you've been in the fiery furnace, you don't scare easy. I don't care. Anything the devil can put on me, God can take off of me. The God I serve. I don't know about the one that you serve. So I don't scare easy. Because this Bible, when you read it, I guarantee you, you will believe everything in it. Unless you understand that the adversity, or that the cosmic glossor, sorry about that, is very cunning. Why did the Bible say that he was the most cunning of all the creatures ever made? Why is he the most cunning? Remember his job? He was the anointed cherub that covered. He was God's right-hand man first. Never forget that, because God's gifts are without recompense. He was the anointed cherub that covered. So, again, he got the inside blueprint. My job is to assist you to understand the inside, so that way you understand how the enemy works. You don't need to go through it, because God didn't call you to go through it. There is a reason why the image of our brain's hippocampus is the exact same as the eye of Horus, because God told you that in Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. He also told you in 1 John 10. He also told you in Ephesians 2. All through the Bible, it talks about this. In the next series, we're going to break down the weakness of the strongs. This is how he got me, brothers and sisters. The devil knows who you are. So God, the devil knows that I like recognition. The devil knows I like being in the seat of authority. The devil knows that I like the appearance of knowledge. The devil knows I suffer from an insecurity and that I want to be seen because I was ignored as a kid. Now, the devil knows all of my flaws. He knows all of my strengths. So the devil knows that I'm an egomaniac. What he knows about you, he's going to use against you. So the enemy knows that he gave me the ability to understand the etymology of terms. And I use that, but if I use flawed systems, then I'm going to come up with a flawed position. My security blanket is my ability to break down terms, words, definitions. The devil knows that Colossians 2:8 that talks about the five areas that trips me up, or trips you up, trip me up. Number one, love of wisdom, education. Because the education gives me the appearance, again, of being an authority figure. So that way I can be seen, I can be heard. Everybody knows, again, the holy trinity of evil. Education, money, and sex. Those three things will trip you up. That's how he got me. That's how he's going to try to get you. This next series is very important because inside of this OWASPI Bible, and you're going to start seeing more of it because, again, this is how the enemy is going to trip up a lot of people. Now, remember, I say stuff before it happens. Most of the stuff I teach, again, is maybe months, sometimes a year later, and then, like, all this Jade Ham stuff came about. And I started talking about all that stuff way before it happened. This series is no different. This stuff that I'm talking about in this series, my brothers and sisters, what about, again, the Ark of the Covenant? Remember I talked about that stuff? It's still, just now, they're now starting to come out and understand. What about the heart chakra? Remember I talked about all of that? The heart emits 100 times more electricity and magnetism than the brain. I talked about all of these things before they happen. That's your job to understand this. So this series, we're going to break down the science and the spirituality behind the new move that's going to trip up a lot of people. Now, remember, the Bible says there's going to be a great falling away. A lot of people think I've already fallen away. I've fallen away because I talk about all of this stuff. That's my job. That doesn't mean I forgot the basics of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. My job is to make sure that you understand. And if this teaching is not for everybody. So tomorrow we'll do a part three. We'll wrap it up for the intro again. The series will start on Saturday. The goal, once again, is to understand how monotheism was established and how this new Awasbi Bible is going to come in and it's going to lead a lot of people astray. Because there's 90% of this Bible is true. My job is to help you see through that one, that 10% of it. That's, again, not true. Does it mean that you can't read it? No. It just means that you got to understand how it programs your brain while you read it. That's the enemy's job. He wants you to read this stuff because he knows it has effect on you while you are reading it. Your job is to understand it so that way it doesn't program you like the TV does, like advertising does, like all the promise, just like in the movie Focus. If you know somebody is trying to program you because you keep seeing a particular number over and over again, you know how to, again, make sure that you are, just like the Bible says, aletheia. That means awareness. That means consciousness. That means perspective. My brothers and my sisters, again, I'm trying to really explain this series because it's very important, because it's a very important series, but it's also a very dangerous series. That's the length of today's show as well as yesterday's. So we'll do one more intro before we kick off the series on Sabbath day. I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. Again, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo, speak to you.